Bill Kissinger has led the Lafayette Citizens Band for 30 years and curates a program that includes classical music, marches, and show tunes for the 4th of July. I ask him what to expect.
Well, the 4th of July is always a huge program, huge crowds. The fireworks is a huge draw, of course. And by the way, the fireworks are going to be fired off of Harrison Street Bridge. So when they actually get ready to fire them around 10 o'clock, they're actually going to shut down that bridge. So people should know about that. But at any rate, we start with a concert by the Purdue Summer Jazz Band at 7 p.m. on Raleigh Plaza. And then the Lafayette Citizens Band begins their portion of the concert at 8, and then there's a brief intermission, about a 10-minute intermission, about 9 o'clock, during which the Tippecanoe Fife and Drum Corps will perform, and some other acknowledgments and announcements, and then we'll continue with the program right up to about 10:05 or 10:10 in time for the fireworks, about 10:15. And we have a number of people that perform with us. And of course, we have the Lafayette Citizens Band, which is about 60 people on that concert. But we also have the Freedom Singers, people from around the city that rehearse and perform just for that concert. And they join us on six or seven numbers that we perform throughout the evening. We have a guest solo singer by the name of Marcel Ramalho. He originally hails from Brazil, but he lives here in Lafayette and is a marvelous operatic type singer. He's a baritone, and he's going to sing the Toreador song from Carmen. So we're going to have a little opera, a little class for the 4th of July. And then he's going to come back and sing The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha, a Broadway show tune. We also have Patrick Hessian. Patrick Hessian grew up in Lafayette. He is an incredible trumpet player. He currently lives in Detroit, but for many years, he played lead trumpet for the great Maynard Ferguson Jazz Band, toured all over the United States, all over the world, as a matter of fact, with Maynard's band. He's just a fantastic trumpet player, and he's going to play two of Maynard's most famous pieces, the MacArthur Park and the theme from Rocky. And he will just bring the house down. He's a phenomenal player. And, of course, we will have all kinds of patriotic pieces that we will be performing, from America the Beautiful to the Armed Forces Salute, recognizing all the men and women of our armed forces and inviting them to stand and be recognized. The Stars and Stripes Forever. You can't have a Stars and Stripes concert without playing our National March by John Philip Sousa. And of course, we close with the 1812 Overture, a brief version of it. And then that's immediately followed with the fireworks. So should be a very enjoyable program. I always program all of our concerts so that if you don't like the tune we're playing right this instant, you'll like the next one, because there's that much change in variety of the music that we perform throughout the evening.
The program starts tomorrow at 7 and concludes with fireworks around 10 p.m. For WBAA, I'm John Clare.